The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We've got our experts in the studio this morning from Avalon HR. Good morning, y'all. It's great to have you in the studio. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm pretty good so far. I like the VG selection,
well,
madam.
Well, the answer is you should always be dancing. I think I just turned myself off. when given the choice, the answer is always to dance.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Stacy Orn, who is the benefits HR and benefits manager for Avalon.
He dances.
Chip Wood, who is here, VP of sales and marketing. And we're just dancing into HR. How's that?
You can come by my office about any time, and you're liable to find me singing, dancing, you know. Who knows?
I believe that. I believe that, actually.
It's happened more than once.
I believe that. All right. Well, for those who don't know you as Avalon HR, let's kind of bring everybody up to speed. How long you've been in this community, some of the things that you specialize in. You're truly a professional organization and very involved with the HR community at large. So talk a bit about all of that.
Well, we have been in business for approximately about 18 years here in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. We were derived from a CPA firm, Don Ryder, who is retired now, but he started the company a few years back. His son now runs the company, and I head up the sales, and Stacy heads up the HR, and we are IRS certified. We are ESAC certified.
What's ESAC?
ESAC is employer assurance, if you will, and it covers a bond type thing that if you are worried about your taxes and everything, you can rest assured we are covered for all those things. And we are IRS certified, which there's only, I think, us and one other around in
really?
The vicinity that are IRS certified. Which,
gosh, you'd think everybody would have to be.
Well,
it's a lot.
It involves a lot, and it involves a lot of auditing. Mm-hmm. Our auditors have to be audited. And it gets quite extensive, and a lot of companies just, bottom line, they just don't want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
So it's expensive, but it's a reassurance to our clients and our prospects that we handle all your taxes properly.
Wow. So just to kind of back up a little bit, as an HR company, can you tell me a bit about all the different services that you do provide? Because
sure.
We come in and you talk about different subjects or something that's current, but just right. In general, tell me what you do. If I came to you and I said, well, I'm a small business owner, I've got this company, I've got, 20 employees. So then what happens? And what are some of the things that you provide for your clients?
Well, we start with a comprehensive payroll service, which means that we pay your employees, we remit their federal, state, Social Security, all taxes related to payroll, we submit those on your behalf. And then we are, in the eyes of the government, we're considered the employer of record. Okay, that doesn't mean we change what you do on your day-to-day business. We don't change what you do, your hours, what you wear, you know, anything like that. We are just the non-fund side responsible party.
Okay.
It's like when you go to the doctor, who's the responsible party? Well, in this case, Avalon is. And we are responsible for making sure all those payroll taxes are filed and submitted. We are responsible for producing your employees' W-2s at the end of the year. We are responsible for your work comp coverage and the administration that goes along with that. That means if you have a claim, you call Avalon, and we handle the full administration of that claim, so you don't have to. We offer a full benefits solution from medical to 401k in your benefits that you can join into these programs at no charge. Instead of having to go establish and pay for a platform of your own, you can join her in under our existing plans, saving you a ton of money. We handle the administration on those products, the billing, the reconciliation. If you're in the 401k plan, we hold the bond for that plan. We do all the annual testing. It's truly a sign and drive kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And you get complete HR services if you need them. If you need advice on how to handle an ADA accommodation, a tricky termination, hey, this isn't working, and I've talked to them, and I don't know what to say. Mm. What do you have ideas, or can you call and talk to them? Anything along that line. It is truly full service. You know, it's
from A to Z.
From A to Z.
You run your business, and mm-hmm. we take care of the backroom operations.
Right. So you can run your business.
Correct.
Right.
Because most owners of businesses, they're very, very proficient with what they do.
Right.
They just aren't very proficient with the backroom operations, meaning what we do.
Well, and it all changes constantly.
It is a constantly moving target. Mm-hmm. The Department of Labor will change things on you while you're not even thinking about it.
Right.
And I think I've said before, it's happened to me when I've been on the phone. I was talking to a client about something, and while I was sitting there, I got an alert that what I was telling them had just changed.
Oh my goodness.
Take that back. Give me 2 seconds to read this, and then we'll kind of move forward. So it is a lot. And it's like, you know, like Chip was saying, I've never met a restaurant owner who said, you know, my passion, my dream is to open my own restaurant so I can file 941s and do work comp audits. I've never had that happen in my life.
Right.
So, we let you pursue your dream and your passion, and then we take care of all the stuff that allows you
that
to do that.
Way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would prevent you from doing that.
And it's time consuming, because I have spent evenings where I was doing payroll
absolutely.
In my office and thinking, yeah. I need to be doing something else, but I got to take care of this.
And I've had instances where people have done all of these things and they go, I did it wrong.
Oh, gosh.
Well, then let's start untangling this mess that you've got. And mm-hmm. we can do that. Mm-hmm. If you've had problems with your payroll taxes and God forbid, get behind on your payroll taxes, because the IRS, they treat that as that you're stealing from your employees.
Okay.
So they get very ornery, if you will, about that.
Okay. But I've never heard them called that, but that's actually very appropriate.
But we can help with
ornery.
That.
Ornery.
We can help with that, because mm-hmm. When we talk with the IRS, they know that now that prospect or that client of theirs is now going to be a client of ours, so they feel very comfortable because they know
right.
they're going to get their taxes.
And you have an ongoing relationship with
sure,
them.
Sure, absolutely.
We do.
We have our own IRS rep.
We have our own dedicated IRS rep that helps us.
That makes
us
a difference right there.
Well, sure. It does. Gosh. Because, you know, I always, my biggest complaint with government agencies is they're always so ambiguous in their answer because I don't think they know sometimes.
Right.
Right? You know, so they give you an answer that is really open to your own interpretation.
Mm.
So that way, if you do exactly what they said wrong, then their response is, well, that's not what we meant.
Oh, boy.
It's happened more than once. So that by having our own dedicated IRS person, he also steps up for us and says, nope, this was my advisement. I walked through them with this. I talked to them about this. And, you know, to their interpretation and my interpretation, this is why we acted the way we did. So he backs us. He's that point of contact when we're not sure. Like, mm-hmm. you know, a great example was during COVID. There were so many things happening with the COVID pay and the PPP loans for the businesses and, you know, we just within the last 6 months mm-hmm. settled out everything COVID related.
Wow.
Like the IRS, we ended up getting audited because we filed on behalf of a whole lot of folks, as you might
sure.
imagine,
mm-hmm.
right? So the IRS came back. They selected our audit group. Some of them got to keep it. Some of them did not. Now, and mind you, this information was based off the client's business revenue, not something we impacted.
Right.
Okay, so it was based off their revenue. The IRS did our final audit, and then they flat said, you are done. We are done. If it's not here, it's not going to be here. If you mm-hmm. haven't filed, you're not going to file. If we're calling it, you're not getting it, you're not getting it. If we say you get it and we give it to you, you've got it and we ain't taking it back. Like, close the file.
So it's a that's a really must be a really good feeling.
It was a great feeling, and it took years, you know, to get to that point. But we you know, they're finally like, we're done. And that's, you know, one thing, the hours our tax department spent with the IRS on this alone, you wouldn't have been able to run a business while doing that.
Right.
It's just not possible. And, you know, that is the one advantage. We establish those relationships that, you know, we say we don't know everything. Goodness, no, like my brain is so full constantly. And we partner with those organizations to give us support. The Society for Human Resource Management, the National Association of PEOs, the Florida Association of PEOs. We're all members of groups and things that can help us and partner with us in fraud resources. And that way we can share our resources with all of our clients where, you know, do you want to pay $10,000 a year for just memberships for you? That doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, we can really save you a ton of money. And, you know, the work comp, when you come into a lot of our rates with the government that are a little bit better than the new business rates would be. So
safety in numbers, if you will.
Right. Sure. No, that makes perfect sense. We're talking with our friends from Avalon HR, Stacey Oren, who is their HR and benefits manager, Chip Wood, who is the VP of sales and marketing. If you've got a question or a comment for them, they are the experts on HR in our area for sure. So text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. So if someone wanted to sit down, you said the first step is sitting down and having that evaluation. Is there a fee for that, or how does that work?
No. There's no fees for conversation.
I mean, okay.
I know people that do that, but we are not one of them. No, just give me a call at 850-475-1555, and you can speak with me personally, and I'll be more than happy to walk you through all the steps. Basically, what I would need is I want to look at your loss information for your workers' comp. I want to look at your payroll and how many people you've got employed, and then let's take a look at what you're doing and how you're doing it. And if there's a better way to do it, then we'll let you know that too.
Good to me.
There's no obligation. There's no obligation for anything. And also, if you want to stop by, we're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. We are local. I mean, we are really local. Whereas a lot of other competitors, if you will, they have local offices, but they're not located here at all.
Right.
So anything that comes, most of them are down around Sarasota, Bradenton area, which there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, things can happen. And
well, obviously, we have a unique area here. It's very different from county to county, and it's different from season to season. So there's so many, and right now, as everyone is aware, just so many changes happening, and to be able to keep up with all of those changes. For example, just recently, the minimum wage now has gone up again, and I know that's been an issue for some folks. And
yes, minimum wage, we are still in the graduated plan that the Florida voters voted on. That will continue for another year or so. But yeah, when those things change, you know, the question we get, well, up until that day, what do I have to pay them?
Right.
If it falls in the payroll, what do I do?
Right.
How do we do that?
Wonder if it's in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
And it's not, it usually is. I mean, it's rare that it falls perfectly with your payroll as we, you know, and handle payrolls that are weekly, biweekly, semi-monthly, monthly. Whatever you need, you know,
all those decisions. Yeah,
we can accommodate.
We handle bonuses. We handle all kinds of things.
Commission payments, bonuses, job costing. If you need to job cost out, you know, and allot your time to see where your people are working, we have time clock solutions that do that. That allow them to clock in and put in a job code for whatever customer's project they're working on or job they're working on. And allows you to see exactly how many hours was spent on that project. With the time clock solutions as well, we can geofence that time clock to where you can see if they're clocking in, sitting on their couch before they've even left the house.
Oh, boy.
It happens. I had to call a girl one time and say, why do you keep clocking out at the Chick-fil-A 3.6 miles from your office?
Oh, boy. So getting that extra time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. You can see that? Absolutely, we can see that.
Oh, my goodness.
The time clock is geofenced because there's an app that they can, you know, clock in and out with. And, you know, it is geofenced to show that you're not clocking out at Chick-fil-A.
So the moral of that story is honesty is the best policy.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely it is. And that's what I tell people all the time. Is, you know what? Everybody's human. They're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Just own up to the mistake so I know what I'm fixing. Don't have me chasing my tail trying to fix something that I'm not, shouldn't be fixing. Just tell me what you did. Let's fix it. And then we'll address it after the fact. But Lord help, don't lie.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things, too, is, I mean, it's very clear to me that you are so professionally affiliated, which makes all the difference because you do have all those resources. You have access to information. Correct. If something happens and you have the, well, I'm not sure, but you have places to go to get the answer. Well, so that's key, I think.
It is, because we have multiple clients that mm-hmm. are in multiple states.
Well, that's the other thing, too. So it's, with the you're local, but you also have other states.
Oh, right. So what the labor laws are in Pensacola or Florida, I should mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. The labor laws in Florida are a little bit different than what they are in Idaho.
Right.
But we have to know what the labor laws are there. And just like in Alaska, we have to know what the labor laws are in Alaska and Hawaii and all of these different states that have a lot of different rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm curious because with your, obviously the services that you provide that are so helpful to businesses, which is all the paperwork, correct. Just to put in a nutshell. But then there's that other piece of HR behavior, working with employees, evaluations, the one-on-one. Do you help with that too? Because some people may be, they might be a great manager, but maybe not necessarily a great people person.
We run up across that quite often.
You know, personalities, dealing with workplace issues. Do you find anything that kind of comes up over and over again? Or
well,
is it always different?
Yeah, we find that quite frequently because some people that have owned their businesses for many, many years, mm-hmm. They have many, many years ago ideas.
Yes.
And a lot of those are not well served now in today's society. Mm-hmm. And you just can't start screaming at people and, you know, all that kind of thing. And Stacy's real good with that because she can sit down with the employer and say, listen, she can handle a situation better than they can. Mm-hmm. Because she's a neutral party.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because if you've been running your business for 20 or 30 years, it is different now than it was before. It's
absolutely.
Different from 5 years ago of what you can and cannot say to
correct.
A female employee, to another person. There's so many different things.
There are, and I tell our clients all the time, the less you say, the better. Mm-hmm. The more you talk is when you tend to get yourself in trouble.
We mm-hmm. just might as well give you a shovel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And you know, when you're sitting there telling someone they're losing their job,
yeah,
okay, for whatever reason, it's not their best day, right?
Correct.
There is absolutely no reason to play the highlight reel of that point of why you're there. They know. Whether they want to admit it or not, they know. Mm-hmm. So you are going to accomplish absolutely nothing by sitting there going, well, it was because you were late 13 times, you called out 6 times. No need for the highlight reel, no need for a recap. The decision has been made. This is where we're at. And unfortunately, today is your last day of employment with XYZ.
Wow, okay, because I know so many people want to over-explain.
Absolutely,
and help them
that's
understand.
Where they get in trouble. That's
part is
where
friends.
You get No.
Yeah.
Friendship is friendship, business is business. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's, like Chip said, that's where I come in as a neutral party. I don't know you like that. Mm-hmm. All I know is we have arrived at the decision that your employment is ended. And it is my job to tell you that, guide you on how to file an employment. If you feel that's what you would like to do, we will fight it because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but that's, you have the least, sometimes you say it's the better. Like I said, you're not going to help that situation by recapping it. Once you've made that decision, just proceed with the decision and leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Okay, because like I said, it's already a bad time.
Sure.
And there's no need to rehash why. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help. It just provokes arguments. It leads to back and forth. But you know I had this and you know I had that. Well, yeah, but I have a business, you know, and I need you here on time. And it just ends up getting ugly.
It can get ugly.
Easily,
and
I would
you
imagine.
You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want mm-hmm. that.
What about post-employment? I know issues come up, too, where the unemployment and all that kind of stuff.
That's us.
Yeah,
okay. That's us. Once you have ended that employment relationship, I tell everyone, please tell your employee if they have any further questions to contact Avalon HR. Because like I said, that's where being the employer of record, they don't need anything else from you at that point. Everything they would need, W-2s, letters of past employment verification, layoff letters, end of benefits letters, will all come from us. There's absolutely no reason for you to continue that relationship.
That's a relief at times.
It is.
It is. It should be a great relief for the business owner, because the business owner can now get back to running his business and just defer all of those problems to us. And Stacy and I both, I mean, from the time I got up this morning and the time I'm sure she got up this morning, we're already been dealing with things. Nothing totally bad, but I mean, things that we do.
Well, things happen.
She had an accident claim that she's working on already this morning. I've got a new client that we're trying to get up and running for payroll this week. And we have to get the employees to do the onboarding process to get into our system. So we send them emails, and all they have to do is go on this email and then load their information into it. And a lot of them I've come back to and go, well, you didn't onboard. They go, oh, I didn't read the email.
Great.
Well, okay, but yet you're screaming because you didn't get your check. Well, you didn't get your check because you didn't do what you were supposed to be doing.
Well, you do have to take some personal responsibility, right?
Well, most of the time, but a lot of people now in this day of cyber everything, they just want to go, well, my check should be out there floating somewhere. I mean, and it just doesn't work that way.
Right. It definitely does not.
So help yourself, and you can help us.
I have a client that she told me one of the best pieces of advice I ever gave her was, because she runs multiple places in town, and her it has a pretty consistent turnover just due to the nature of the business. And some of her employees were getting so rude when she would terminate them. And she now just says, if you have any further questions, please contact Avalon. And she blocks them.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, she was just getting all hours of the night. They would go home and maybe, and this happens when you think, folks, have a few too many to drink and then start texting her about their employment.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Giving your employer advice at 2 a.m. is not a very
right. And it was just wearing her out mentally. And I was like, don't do that to yourself. Anything they need past the end of that employment relationship, they call us. And I was like, and I said, block their number. You don't need to continue that relationship. You have nothing you can provide to them at that point. Do not stress yourself out. So in a lot of times it can be relief because a lot of people aren't comfortable terminating people.
Well, sure. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy conversation to have.
It is not. But, you know, when I went into HR a million years ago, it seems like my dad told me two things. You don't fire people. They fire themselves.
Correct. Ooh.
And if you ever get to the point where it doesn't bother you on some level, you need to find something else to do.
Yeah, I mean, it bothers us. I mean, when there is a termination, because you're, you know, they've hurt themselves, yes, but then.
But they're still losing their job, their income.
Right.
And I will never take pleasure in that. But what I can do is be, like they say, that neutral party that just sticks to the facts. You know, they have a business, they have a responsibility to run the business and a responsibility to hire the people who can make that business successful.
Right.
This business was not a fit for you.
Right. So do you have some of this information on your website? Do you have any kind of information people can find
out? All of it. AvalonHR.com.
Okay.
You can see and read a little bit about each of us, what we do, what we have to offer. And if you still have questions, you can give Chip a call, 850-475-1555, or stop by and see us.
Okay. We've got about a minute left. Did we not mention anything that you wanted to talk about today?
We've covered a lot of different areas. There's a lot of new things that will be coming up in the future. The minimum wages, of course, the way that we were discussing earlier, that's going to go on for another year. Next year will be another one. And we also, more to come on future tax credits and future
overtime.
Yes, all of that.
Like that.
Stay tuned.
So, okay.
Because there hasn't been any real definitions put out on that.
Right.
And also, no taxing on Social Security.
Okay, well, so we will find out more about that as we head into 2026. But in the meantime, if you need some help, now is the time to call Avalon HR.
Give us a call.
Phone number again and your website.
850-475-1555 or contact us at avalonhr.com.